The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday. It's 7:05 in the morning, November the 24th. Good morning. I hope you had a great, great weekend. I did. And today, this week is, what week is this, Bob? This is...
It's tryptophan week.
Tryptophan week. That's right. Today, this week, Thursday, Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has given to every truck that's been open. Have you taken a turkey? Have you taken canned food? Have you taken it all down there and so you can help some people out today? Good morning, everybody. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with the weather today, Bad Bob.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of sunshine. High near 64, partly cloudy tonight, and a low around 44. Sunny skies the next couple of days, pushing the 70-degree mark. Next chance of rain happens on Friday. Right now in Reading, it is 44 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, good morning. Hey, I want to do a couple of things today. We've got a lot of things to talk about, and we have a variety of people rolling through here today. Linda will be here in a little while. She was there was, you know, when you get ready for Thanksgiving. Okay, Bob, you need to hop in here. When you get ready for Thanksgiving, It's not just you know. She accuses me of what when you got. She said what when you used to have Thanksgivings. What'd you do? Just get out what the extra large paper plates? And I went, whoa, no, I never did that. Usually, I was invited over to people's places though.
Yeah,
but you know, sometimes you know, when I came back after a.
How are Thanksgiving MREs?
They're not bad. You know, in fact, when you're over, when you're deployed, they try, you know what? You can be in the middle of nowhere and they try to get you a turkey dinner to all your troops out there.
Awesome.
I mean, it'll come in, it'll be in vat cans and stuff. Most of the time, you kind of wish they were bringing water or ammo, but, you know, here comes the turkey. But, you know, they try to make it special. You know, those days of trying to pull back on the, patrols and all those. So they do. They go out first class, you know, that you get turkey and dressing and all the, you know, everything that you could possibly, you know, that you would have at home. But it's not at home.
Yeah. I would like to add that over the years in radio, I worked a lot of Thanksgivings, and I can recall four or five occasions when somebody would bring dinner to the radio, just a total stranger would bring a dinner to the radio station. It was awesome.
Well, you know, and so when we're talking about those people deployed, they're gone all the time. You know, there's you know the wear and tear on the family, wear and tear on the deployed Marine sailors, airmen, and then the problems that everybody's been having with the VA, of course, when they've come back. And then in the middle of this, we get our editorial from our work at Searchlight. Time to revamp VA disability benefits for all.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when they start off like this, the United States owes an incalculable debt. This is the editorial. Of course, they didn't write it. They took it from the Los Angeles Times, but they believe it, obviously, because they put it in here. The United States owes an incalculable debt of gratitude to its military veterans. It also owes them something more tangible, timely and appropriate treatment and compensation for disabilities tied to their service. Okay, I mean, you know, all right.
So far, so good.
But the Veterans Affairs and members of Congress also have an obligation to ensure those who receive disability benefits truly deserve them and are treated equitably. Okay. But what they go into now is we need to go back, and they use an egregious example. When I read it, I nearly came apart about this guy who played football for the U.S. Military Prep Academy, injured his ankle, got a 30% disability. And the guy never went on active duty, went on to play quarterback at the University of San Diego, and now receives lifetime benefits of $450 per month. He was using his status as a disabled vet to gain financial contracts. You know, frankly, that is outrageous. And there are probably, when you go out and you look through the all the cases, you're going to find some like this. But then when you get into this, this is a politically sensitive issue, but that doesn't mean it should be ignored. Many ailments, to be sure, are inextricably tied to service, from limbs lost in battle to post-traumatic stress to bodies weakened and eroded by the rigorous physical demands of being ready for combat. Yet, disability payouts from the VA, $58 billion this year, up from $49 billion last year, also cover conditions that arise during a veteran's time of service, even if the disability wasn't incurred in the line of duty. Now, here's what I want to ask Silas. I know, Silas, that you've never spent a day on active duty, and I'm not sure any of your other, you know, Steve Smith or Moline, Hazel, your editorial board, I bet none of you have spent a day on service. So what exactly is your definition of line of duty? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, that's right. What's your definition of line of duty? How about somebody that goes to work every day for 30 years, doesn't get shot, but his knees give out from the constant running and the type of work he does, or the guys in the ships that are hauling stuff around, hauling hoses around that may not have that have something that tweaked and injured them in their 20s. And by the time they're in their 30s, it has degenerated into a spine disease.
What about those? Yeah, 45 straight days, 12 on, 12 off during flight operations. Yeah. That's a picnic.
You know, there are people, you're right, there are people that don't rate their disabilities. But to go on here and act like, oh, it's gone up $10 billion. Oh my God. Well, maybe it's because we've been in a damn war since 2001. How about that? How about all these young men and women and older men and women that are coming back from combat that have been injured, that have, you know, carried 80 pounds on their backs for the last three deployments when they're out there, and they're coming back and they're injured? How about that? Maybe that's why it's rising, is because we've had so many people in war for the last 13 years. But that doesn't fit into your, narrative though, obviously. So when I see things like this, I think to myself, you know, you ought to take a look at what makes up a line of duty investigation, because line of duty investigations are done in times of injuries to see if somebody was in the line of duty. Did you know that? Okay.
Feel better?
I do, because, you know, frankly, here's another example of people writing about stuff they have no concept about.
True.
Or even better, they didn't even write it. They just reprinted it.
Journalism.
On, Record Searchlight. I mean, you know, at least you could do is go on out before you write something like this. Why don't you go down to our own VA? If you want to write something like this, why don't you go down and talk to our VA? Why don't you talk to some of the people like the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, see what he has to say. Are there ones out there like that? Yeah. But how many of them are out there that haven't even been adjudicated yet? How about those that people have got injuries and the VA refuses to say that that Agent Orange is the cause of it?
Or depleted
uranium. Or traumatic brain injury. Why don't you go talk to local people, and then perhaps then, before you write drivel, before you print drivel like this, you ought to go out and find out from the locals what they think. All right. I do feel better.
Will you get a good night's sleep out of all this?
You know
having vented your spleen.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's it, because I slept great last night because I'm on my sleep number bed. Let me tell you, my sleep number setting is 45, and it rocks for me, let me tell you. And I'll tell you why. We've got all these things. I taught shooting the whole weekend. We had a concealed carry class, and I'm going to talk about that in a couple minutes. But besides that and the getting ready for Thanksgiving, because they've got me lifting and carrying all types of stuff around here. The big thing is to hop into that bed, lay down, put that setting down to 45, and then just watch Carl just drift away. And I slept so good, I woke up early today. And that's, you know, usually you just like to wake up on time, but I woke up early this morning because I went to bed early and slept great. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology, that's even easier because now you just have to lay there, and they come up with ideas by the way you're, you know, maybe you roll in at night or something, but how to sleep better. And that's, it fits onto your new dual air technology beds from Sleep Number. And how do you find out about that? You head down to the Target Shopping Center. That's right. You go down and you see Brian or Janice and you say, hey, what's this about the Sleep IQ technology? I know you've got the best beds in America. Consumer Report says that. I know it's made in America. I know they're guaranteed. But tell me about the Sleep IQ technology that just helps us sleep better.
Casey and our business line.
So, right now, if you head on down to Sleep Number, right down to the store down at Target Shopping Center, okay, you can save $300 on a Sleep Number P5 bed. It's their most popular bed. You know, with Sleep Number, you're going to get a great night's sleep. And what a great present for Christmas and for the next 20 Christmases, Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, it felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again. Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, yeah, all ends with beginnings.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning, and the temperature is...
Oh, we're at about 44 degrees, give or take.
44 degrees, right up there on that little white board. 44 degrees today. It's going to go up to the 60s. It's going to be good. Hey, this weekend taught a concealed carry class. Now, this wasn't just an ordinary concealed carry class. This was a concealed carry class where all the proceeds were going to go to the Liberty on the Border. That's right. Liberty on the Border exhibit at Turtle Bay about the Civil War, what led up to the Civil War, the war itself, and the aftermath of the Civil War. As you know, that we at KCNR made a donation, but we did it as an umbrella donation that we could bring other people in. And we've put their names out. We're going to put a lot more names out here this week and onto the boards over at Turtle Bay, because a lot of people have helped us. We sold out the class at the for the Turtle Bay Concealed Carry, and I just want to thank these people. And I'm not going to give last names because we don't do that, but Eric and Gerald.
KCNR.
Renew, Mike, Michelle, Eunice and Dean, Mike and Linda, Roberta, Lynn, Mike and Tina, Hank, Crystal, Ted, Pauline, Eric, Patty, Brenda.
Okay, Howard, hold on.
And you were coming right across the – you got to turn off your microphone there, buddy. And Melissa, all of them there. And let me tell you what a great class this is, because, one, they signed up to help Turtle Bay. Everything was tax deductible. But they all signed up to help Turtle Bay. But then they came up and they started from a zero to went from zero abilities, you know, like which they've never held a gun, to two guys that could really shoot. They went from zero in their abilities to being able to pass the test at the end, where you're having to hit 24 out of 30 shots at different ranges. And they all passed. They all passed. What a great, great, great weekend with them. And the gentlemen's we've got somebody on the line right now. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't mean to cut in on your conversation there, but I knew I was going to call this morning. I listen every morning. And I wanted to just say thank you very much, you and the two Teds, for just a wonderful experience and for your patience and your professional teaching, and it was a wonderful time.
Well, Howard, you did a great job in the class this weekend, too. Everybody just did a wonderful job. They listened. It was safe. You know, for us, when we're teaching, especially with people with no experiences, is to teach the basics, but also to make sure they know how to use a gun safely and how to be safe around guns. And every one of you all were just outstanding. We talked about it afterwards, how good it was.
Well, I thank you again, and I would recommend anybody that wants to learn how to shoot a gun, contact Carl, because he and the people he works with are the best. And thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for being there, Howard, and thanks for what you did here for Turtle Bay for the exhibit there too, because that's where everything's going to. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, Howard was out there, and he wanted me to write on his target, "This is what happens when you practice." And no, it is, because he wants to show this to his grandkids, you know, that just think that things can be handled. You know, this is not what he said, but what a, you know, that's a, what a good lesson. This is what you can do when you practice. And he just shot the center out of the target. Everybody did a great job. So thank you so much for everybody that's there. And thanks, a big, big shout out to Ted Lighty, the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, because he said, "Hey, look, let's just have a class and give all the proceeds over there," which has a big help, of course. And then Ted Ogilvy and Teddy Jr. We had so many Teds out there, it was unbelievable. But Ted Ogilvy, another instructor out there, another NRA instructor, and his son, Ted and I worked really well together. And we had and then Teddy Jr. out there is one of the safety officers. So thank you so much, everybody that that came out and shot. And by the way, at the end of it, I was asking questions. So how many of you now know that you are part of the gun culture? You know, they raised their hands. And people who didn't even own a gun. Now, I even saw them on Facebook yesterday. Okay, had a concealed carry class. Now, what gun should I get? It was really cute. It was fun. And of course, when I put one of the, we had husband and wife's team shooting, and when we got down there for the silhouette shooting at the end for the test, I wrote the name of this one lady's husband on the target, and she loved that. Big smiles on her face. His smiles weren't quite as big, but she was smiling big as she started blasting away. Anyway, a great time. Okay. And speaking of that, concealed carry, let's talk about crime here in Shasta County. Front page news, but and that's good, is violent crimes are down in Shasta County. Property crimes are about the same. Homicides are up, but the violent crime is about 500 per year, and property crime is about 1,000 a year. They had 8 homicides in 2013 as opposed to, I think it was, 6 in 2012. But 6 of these homicides were domestic violence. Shane Miller, who killed his wife and his 2 children, and then himself. And then Joshua McCormick, who killed 2 people up in Idaho. So see, 6 of these all came from the domestic violence, which is probably even worse. But the rapes and the robberies were down those. But they have found that almost all of the homicides that there's been in, or the other ones, like the other one was drug deals that went down, they knew each other. Most of the rapes, they know the other person. Robberies, not so much.
Yeah, and these, unfortunately, are the statistics that the people who like to slam and paint the blackest picture possible love to seize on. It's a 33% increase in homicide, and a statistic like that all by itself is meaningless. It's worse than meaningless.
Well, it's like when you see, Shasta County is the worst place. People are the least happy.
Most miserable
place. One of the top 50 most miserable places. Well, how do you judge that? Oh, by the number of people that smoke. Well, maybe they're happy. Maybe the people that smoke are happy. That's why they smoke. They're not miserable. Hey, I'm a happy smoker.
You and I have both seen misery, sir, haven't we?
I've seen misery. Yeah. The idea of misery in Shasta County or the United States
means you don't have a flat screen.
Well, you know what? Yeah, misery. Well, the level of poverty and the level of living that you see and that people say is miserable. You know what, Bob? You are absolutely right. You go to other countries. You go to other countries, and the idea of somebody them having water. Okay, a line of water, a pipe that water comes out of makes their day. I mean, that makes their lives. They are the happiest people in the world because they've got water. Go to any place in this country and not find water. I mean, go into a filling station, you can drink the water. Go into any place, you can drink the water out of those pipes. And then so, oh gosh, you know what, and I'm poor, but I've got a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a cell phone. I've got medical treatment. I can watch TV. I mean, come on. When we start talking about this miserable, you know, it is so subjective.
Misery,
what is truly
index.
Miserable? Yeah. And the part that they use is, well, these people are sick or they smoke or, you know, we have these problems. Excuse me. What's misery? Hey,
hi. Linda just brought your computer.
Well, thanks. Thanks for going back and getting it for me. You know what? Here, I have my computer, and I come out. I wake up early. Elk Killer sees me kind of moving the bed, and next thing I know, I'm pinned down, and she's licking my ears.
No, you brought it home because of the weekend. By the way, I was listening on the way in. I had gone out to, you know, the weekend class. First of all, thank you, C.R. Gibbs, because they hosted everybody.
Right. Ed Roman. Yep.
And it was funny because I went out to get, like, a sandwich because, of course, we couldn't leave the equipment, everything, or we shouldn't have left the equipment. And so we went out to the bar.
Yeah,
and the bartender knew your name, and he was such a nice guy, and got us sandwiches. And there was a guy at the bar and said, hey, how you doing? You know how it goes.
When you sit down, I noticed that when you sit down at a bar, guys just kind of come up and say, hey, how's it going?
So
they don't say it to me.
He goes, what do you do? I said, well, my husband, you know, you saw the eyes change. My husband's is teaching a concealed carry class in the back.
my husband's teaching a gun class.
My husband, a retired Marine with PTSD,
all of
is
a sudden,
teaching
all the
concealed
vibes,
carry class.
Yeah, the vibes went, you know, sucked right in. So,
I'd imagine he's a Marine.
Do you shoot? I said, and he goes, no, I just, you could tell he kind of was like, some of the people that entered the class had the same kind of,
they were
Around guns. My father shot. I just can't kill things was his first thing out of his mouth. And I said, well, you know, I totally understand that some people are taking the class just for safety. So what I just have to add on what you were saying earlier is that, you know, after watching a couple people in class that just were absolutely timid and or afraid of the whole idea of guns, at the end were, oh, this is fun. I mean, when do we get to the next class? Can we do like advanced? I mean, they got behind it. They got through the fear. And I said, if nothing else, You don't have to go out and buy a gun. You don't have to. If nothing else, if you walked into a room and there was a gun and you had your kids around, you would know how to be able to clear it. I think right there, that is yeah. worth the volume of a lifetime of knowledge right there.
If you can find, if some reason you're in an area where there's a gun, you know you can check it to make sure, one, it's loaded, or two, unload it. You know how to use the magazine release. You know how to pull the slide back and to take the round out of the chamber. And if it's a revolver, you know how to open it up. And, you know, you click there on the side, cylinder comes out, you push down on the lever, and, the ejection rod, and out come the bullets. So you need to know those kind of things and nothing else. Now, hey, we're going to have to take a quick break, and then, Kay, we're going to come to you as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a great day.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
Okay, wait.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:33 in the morning.
When you wake up and you step in your dog's poop.
What? 45 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's, great coffees. You know what? And it's, you know what? Pumpkin lattes. They got it all out down there at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Our buddies down there, our friends, Joe
and Shelley do so much for our veterans and for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, I have two things. I have other things I'd like to talk about because you've had a lot of interesting things this morning already. But I'm sticking to my two things that
Please.
I found in the paper yesterday.
Great.
One is from San Francisco, and they are attempting to there's a lake in the Presidio Mountain Lake, and there it's a 4-acre pond, and they're attempting to kill the carp in it.
Oh.
and other fish that are not natural or not native.
Right.
And to once they do that, then they're going to put the native fish back in it.
Wow.
And, I mean, if they can do it there, why are we so bound to the carp in the Delta? It's not natural there either.
No, it's not. And there's other things in the Delta that are not natural.
Yeah,
and
people dump their stuff there, their fish there.
And, sure.
And so if they can do it, we can. How come we can't follow their lead? And the agriculture down the valley can get the water.
That makes sense to me. But you know what?
What?
It's because it makes sense. They don't want to do that. They just
it
goes back
like,
to control.
It's like that song that the Carpenters sang, come and stand, it goes something like, come and stand in line, leave your mind behind, and join the revolution of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Anyway.
And then there's, the second thing is the Salton Sea.
Uh-huh.
And they're worried about it because it's drying up.
It is,
and
yes.
The Salton Sea is also, while it a lot of it comes from the irrigation, and they say that if there's not water there, then the wind blows and it blows the toxic residue from the poisons for the agriculture.
Right.
But what they never ever talk about is that the New American River comes north from Mexico and dumps into the Salton Sea. And that is sewage from Mexico.
Ugh.
And to me, that is practically worse than Iron Mountain. I mean, I don't see why the EPA isn't trying to clean that up and stop it. But
maybe because it comes from Mexico. We don't do anything that comes. We don't try to stop anything from Mexico.
Well, but I'm sorry. I mean, that is.
So am I.
You know, they have the New American River is all along. You know, and they have little places for picnics and things.
Yeah.
And they say, do not drink the water. Water not potable.
Potable.
And
yeah.
And yet they have little sprinklers. You know, little things. I don't know what people are supposed to use the water for.
Well, they can water. They can water their plants and everything, but you just can't drink it.
You're traveling.
Well, you know, it's just.
Maybe you could put out a fire.
I think that's what it's for.
But the thing of it is that. I mean, that is awful. Raw sewage, it's so terrible.
It is, and you would think, you know, and this isn't the first time I've read or heard about that raw sewage, like from Tijuana, comes straight across. We get a lot of stuff from Mexico that we possibly could probably stop at the border if we wanted to.
Well, it's kind of unusual how they can get the water to run north. Usually water runs south.
Well, it runs in, I think what they're doing is running it in different It gets windy. Anyway.
What was the second item?
No, that was it.
That was
the Salton.
Okay.
Salton Sea.
Okay.
Okay, Kay, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
All right,
you know, that, again, that's just, you know, they've always said that Redding has really safe water. And, I'm not doubting that. But, you know, you and I've lived in several places around the world. And I just think that once you put additives worth, whatever the stuff that you at one time, what is the stuff that you're supposed to be good for your teeth? What was that called again? I can't think of the name of it.
You know, fluoride.
Fluoride. Thank you. You know, not every person accepts these kinds of supplemental things into the water the same. And so how do you get your water the clearest? I mean, do you boil it first, or what do you have to do in order to?
You can run it through the water. Personally, I like the water that comes out of the faucet. And you like the bottled water that we get from our friends over at Mount Shasta. But the thing is that you can filter water. You can filter water. You can boil it, but you can filter water and get it that way. I personally like the water. It comes out of the faucets. I always have. And, you know, I had one of my men, we were in a strange and foreign country, and he would drink the water all the time. And I said, does that bother you? He goes, no, it doesn't bother me a bit. He says, I have diarrhea a lot. And I went, okay. And I thought, and I went, you know, I turned away and I said, hey, Gunny, come here.
Jeez.
Gunny, come here and talk to this boy. Anyway, hey, Chuck Hagel, Secretary of Defense, resigned today. Obama accepted it, and it follows a tenure in which he has struggled to break through the White House's insular foreign policy team. He thinks that Obama's not clear. He doesn't give, you know, he's not being clear what he wants to do with the Department of Defense. Excuse me. What is our foreign policy? Excuse me.
Well, okay. On that note, wasn't there something, discussed that they're going to leave the troops in Afghanistan for one more year?
Well, maybe that, but also they're adding more troops, put another 1,500 back into Iraq.
Does
again,
that still mean
which we should have never left in the
so
first place?
We're still in the war.
Oh, we're still, of course we're still in the war. We're always at war, and we will be until we have a definitive type of foreign policy. But let's go on back. We got a phone call about the water. Leon, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something about the water?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're please. On. Yeah. You're live.
I would like to just make a comment about whenever President Kennedy dedicated Whiskeytown Dam.
Okay.
I think it would be very beneficial to stop and listen to that recording right there as you get to the beginning of the dam before you cross.
Okay.
He talks all about preserving the water for our progress, not to just save it or hoard it, but to, you know, to use it for our progress and the benefits of it. And it's
very moving,
very beneficial, you know, to think about why that was originally put in place. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Leon. Yeah, you know what? That's true.
We'll have to listen to what his words were. In other words,
in November 23rd. Back in
it was November 23rd.
No, that's when Kennedy was assassinated.
Oh,
I was struck that there was hardly any mention of it in the media.
Did you see anything about it?
Not even NPR. I became aware. Somebody reminded me of the date, and I went listening, and I go,
"Isn't it interesting?
Why has this been buried?"
And the one thing that I did get, it was from people that are the conspiracy theorists about who really killed him. I got things from them. But I never got anything from anything else. You know, from
usually
any
it's
other
a really
agency.
Big deal.
Yeah,
but I know we've been.
Been busy, but still. No. But I mean, we still read the papers and we still see everything.
Well, okay, Buffalo.
Wait a minute, let me go back here to Chuck Hagel one more time.
Okay.
Is that Hagel's been having problems in the Obama administration for months, and they've been banging heads on it. He says you're not clear on what you're doing in foreign policy, what's happening with our services. And, you know, he just took the job last year. And this is the third Secretary of Defense that Obama's had in 6 years, Gates, Panetta, and now Hagel. You know, with all this fanfare about a great job he could do, well, probably part of the problem was that he just had enough. So he went in there and said, hey, look, you know what? This isn't working out. And Obama agreed and took his resignation. So they haven't named anybody. So that should be interesting. But it would be nice to know what our foreign policy is, or if we even have one.
I think everybody's really to see who he puts in this position.
I cannot believe the total lack of – I don't know. Is it commitment? What is it that President Obama does not seem to be? It's kind of like he's not here. You know, hey, look, you know what? I saw what everybody did. I don't really care about the elections because really, frankly, it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just going to do what I want. And I don't really care about the rest of the country. So, hey, let's talk immigration. Okay, I'm just going to sign this executive order. One that I have mentioned over the last 8 years that I would never do because it's wrong. Well, I just did it because I don't care. I don't have a commitment. And you know what? Watch the rest of the people start lining up. And it's not just because he's in his 2 years left. Hagel wanted to do the whole time. Now Hagel's getting out. And you know what? There's talk about senior military officers resigning together because of the SecDef and the president's policies. We'll see what happens with that.
This is another part of why Americans feel are kind of shaken up. And this is why I really believe that we had the very big turnout for the Republican senators that won. We need – you want to talk about change? Changey Hopi? We really need to pay attention here.
Changey Hopi?
Changey Hopi. We got to take a break. When we come back, a couple things that are –
very obscure tribe.
Yeah, Changey Hopi. When we come back, we've got a couple things we want to cover. Actually, this is an interesting article that's come up about Californians. Well, what exactly is that? And that'll be your little hook until the next one. As well as let's talk about buffalo
and
the
how
melting.
About how much do you like turkey? Oh, well, I've got a story for you. Then.
Oh boy, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:58 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, next Thursday, a week from Thursday, head on down to Wind River and listen to Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's
call,
next.
That's
December
right.
4th.
Week, December 4th. 243-3377. Romance on the River. And you know what? Can I say is that we've signed?
Yeah, we are going to be doing a Valentine's. We'll make those announcements.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day show and some other things. However, we just want you to know that this December 4th is Lou White, and we're going to be doing a Christmas special, kind of like, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside, and of course, Martinis with Santa. So we want you to come and make your reservations. I think it's very close to being sold out. 243-3377. They make a special menu for the night.
Ask for Elements Lounge and Romance on the River that Thursday. Tell them you want to sit up front.
Yeah, because otherwise you're on the back side of the bar, which is fine. But
you can still hear. Fine. Okay.
Okay, I promise I wanted to talk to you about... Oh, why do I feel like I'm out of breath? I ran in the back to get a special piece of paper. Okay. Five Californians are Rhodes Scholars.
Yeah.
They're among 32 U.S. winners of this year's Rhodes Scholarships. California recipients are already pursuing, or have, pursued a variety of fields of study at each prestigious institution, such as Harvard, Princeton, Brown, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They include Palo Alto residents Rachel Skakowski and Elliot Akama Guerin. The other three are from Los Angeles, David R.K. Adler, Sarah E. Yarima, and Benjamin D. Sprung-Geiser.
Oh.
Sprung-Geiser.
Cool. So we have Rhodes Scholars. You know what? MIT, when you're talking about MIT, we had the young man in here that was applying for a job for the summer. And he was going to MIT. He was a graduate from, I think, Enterprise, or you prep one of the two. But he was going to MIT, and I said, well, what's the thing? And because you should see this kid's resume. It was everything. He wanted to be an intern here, and he couldn't come in and work the hours that we need him to work. But anyway, really, really great kid. And I asked him about MIT. So what was it? What struck you about MIT when you got there? He says, I've never seen so many smart people in my life.
And I didn't know very
much. He says, I realized I didn't know as much as they did. And this guy has gone through, you know, got like a, you know, on a 4.0, and instead of 4.0, he had 5.0. And he went to MIT, and he goes, I wasn't prepared for some of the classes. And I'm looking at him, I said, really? He goes, no, yeah, totally. He says, they're
overwhelming.
They're so smart. Those people are so smart. And I'm thinking to myself, here's a kid that's just, I mean, obviously a highly intelligent young man. And he goes into MIT and realizes that they're talking about things like we should know this already. This is well beyond anything he had seen, but he was doing okay. All right.
So we were proud of him. And, you know, we talked about, well, tell me about your parents. You know, they were just like my parents. They were average, middle class.
Hardworking people.
Yeah. And they just produced a brilliant boy.
Yep.
I mean, you know, sometimes people are born to be.
Hey, Bob, hop onto the mic here. Mm-hmm. Bob, you like turkey?
Love the stuff.
You love? Cool. Okay, so when you eat turkey, do you eat like some of the breast and then all one leg?
No, I generally will. You know, it varies. Usually, it's either a thigh or a drumstick or maybe some breast meat.
Okay, I like to start with the I like a turkey leg in there,
mm-hmm.
and then some breast meat. But that's about it. I mean, if it's a big turkey, that's about it. But Joey Chestnut, he likes turkey.
Sounds like a character out of a sitcom.
No, Joey Chestnut.
It does.
9.35.
Sounds like he's going to talk like that, Joey Chestnut.
9.35 pounds of turkey off the bone in 10 minutes to
that
win.
Boy,
to win
talk
the
like
turkey.
That.
To win the turkey
somehow
contest.
The turkey got before the brain.
Turkey eating contest. The champion eater, Joey Chestnut, this guy goes out and eats it. I think he's like the champion hot dog eater and all that. Ate 9.35 pounds of turkey off the bone in 10 minutes. The old record was 5.25 pounds.
Wow.
Let me bet this guy is as skinny as a rail.
Oh, no.
It's like that world champion all, hot dog eater.
Yeah, well, that's, no. Well, that was, it's got the, you know, the Asian one, I think, from Japan, but I think Joey took it back from him. But here is the thing. He's, you know, he is. He probably weighs like 160 pounds. 150 of it is stomach. So,
hey,
9.5 pounds of turkey in 10 minutes off the bone. That means he had the, now, does that
and
mean
he'll wake up sometime in May?
Okay, off the bone. Maybe that meant that it was off the bone. It was just piled in front of him.
I cannot even visualize what that looks like going down the stomach. It disgusts me. You know, poor thing. Poor body. And I hope that's not your claim to fame. Like, oh, that's my son Joey over there. And in 2014, he won the champion for eating the most turkey. I mean, maybe that's a good resume builder. I don't know. Hey, Buffalo prepares for snow melt. This is like, first came the big storm, then the big dig, now the big melt. You know, I think about what that must be like in around the holidays. And I, because I love to bring out my family, this is the time to kind of cherish my family stuff. And, you know, my grandmother's china or, you know, something, the silver or whatever, just pieces of things that remind me of my family, kind of pay homage. My parents are coming up and it's just nice to look around and see things that have been passed on through generations. So that's what goes through my mind is that, you know, you can always replace a home. You can always replace the sheetrock. You can always replace. But when it comes to the stuff, you know, you worry about flooding coming in, and I've been flooded before. And it really is, it's psychologically, it's like anything else. I guess if you have a fire or you get flooded and you're in an upheaval of what's comfortable and especially around the holidays. So let's pray. For those people of Buffalo that, you know, whatever happens at the
8 feet of snow becomes
full.
Probably becomes 20 feet of water.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Now, the other thing, too, in the last 3 or 4 minutes here, Ferguson, Missouri. As you know, that it's been a lot of unrest in Ferguson, Missouri since a young African-American was shot and killed. Both sides have put their part out there. There have been riots already in Ferguson, but the grand jury has not let out yet. They went back into session today. They have sold, by the way, so probably the announcement should come today or tomorrow. Will there be an indictment against the officer who shot Michael Brown? If not, what's going to happen? Are there going to be riots? Are there going to be attacks on civic centers? Are they going to try to tear down the Anheuser-Busch company? Is there going to be riots in other cities? In other cities? All of these things. And can this officer get a fair hearing from that grand jury, knowing that there is a huge threat of violence if they don't indict him? Because of the fear of that, is he going to get are they going to look at him fairly?
I think they're going to do a Rodney King thing, eh?
Well, you know what? I think that's what people are afraid of, that there's just going to be riots in the city there. The governor's already declared a state of emergency. The gun shops are sold out. People have already gone down and bought their guns in Missouri. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days there. The big thing though is that the grand jury eventually has to come out and say something. They can't say, well, you know what? We need another year for this. The father of the young man that was killed has asked that there be no violence. Pastors in the churches, please, no violence. But let's see what happens. There's going to be some people that no matter what, they're going to want violence.
Well, there's a good excuse.
Yeah. Anyway. What a day. Okay. I understand yesterday that Kurt Starman and Gary Cadd and
Sunday.
And Patrick Jones were all together on
they were all gracing our building.
Jefferson State of Mind, and also I think some of them went carried over into Sovereign ones.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, which, and by the way, thank you for an
announcement there.
We the People are returning. That's right. We the People are returning on Sundays from 12 to 2. They've had a sabbatical, and they are back. Aaron and Bill will be back with us with their same high quality
demand.
That's it. by popular demand and their high quality show that they're going to have
Sunday from 12 to 2.
I tell you what, this is, Sunday is a day to find out what's happening in Northern California and America. With Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and now We the People is coming back.
And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about, we have an expert, a pharmacist on. We're going to be talking about prescriptions how you, well, Owens Pharmacy is, you know, locally owned. We're going to find out so many things about stuff I'm sure I'm going to learn that I didn't know that we want to share with you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying this. Your pharmacist is probably your last line of defense. And we want to talk about that, too, when it comes to drugs. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the White House at this hour, President Obama is set to announce the resignation of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A senior administration official says both the president and Hagel determined that it was time for new leadership in the Pentagon. However, several media reports say that Hagel was pushed out. The personnel move comes as the president's national security team faces multiple foreign policy crises, including the rise of Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Hagel is the first senior Obama advisor to leave the administration following sweeping losses for Democrats in the midterm elections. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, residents in Buffalo, New York and surrounding areas getting ready for the possibility of flooding as all that snow, about 7 feet worth of it from last week, is set to melt with the temperatures warming up. As for Jodlyn Cox of Orchard Park, New York, she says she's had her fill of snow for the year already.
We got our max snow, our normal year snow, within one day.
Well, the National Weather Service has now issued a flood warning today. It also cautions that trees, weakened by the heavy snowfall to begin with, and now soon to be saturated soil, could come crashing down. Also at SRNNews.com, a national survey reveals the average price of gasoline continues to go down.
Gasoline prices are still falling. This is another dime over the past 2 weeks to $2.84, and it's 88 cents down since the peak this year on May 2.
That's fuel price analyst Trubby Lundberg, also at SRNNews.com, waiting for a grand jury ruling in Ferguson, Missouri. And at the Jennings Mason Temple Church in Jennings, priests are hold among those imploring the congregation to work for calm when that verdict does come down.
I want y'all to say, do good! Is that do good? And then say, seek peace!
Seek peace!
Come on, seek peace!
Seek peace!
And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
A Russian capsule carrying 3 astronauts from Russia, the United States, and Italy now docked at the International Space Station after a late-night liftoff last night. NASA Associate Administrator Bill Gerstenmaier says that you can credit the team that worked tirelessly to get the mission up and running, and he also says the manpower is needed on board.
It's really great to get the new crew on board station. You look at the research that's coming up and the amount of activities are going. We really need this crew to get there.
And Gerstenmaier says you can thank the smarts of all the space scientists involved in the mission.
To make it happen like this and to be dedicated and focused and to get ready is just a tribute to this international team, and there's no limit to what this team can do.
The Soyuz capsule roared into space in the pre-dawn darkness in Kazakhstan late last night, early in the morning hours, local time. It arrived at the International Space Station just about 6 hours later, where it successfully docked. This also marks just the second time in the station's 16-year history that two women will be on board for long-term missions. This is SRN News. Hundreds of people attended a memorial service at Butler University to remember an Indiana aid worker who was killed by Islamic State militants in Syria last week. The gathering aired on WRTV in Indianapolis.
What keeps me up at night isn't the things I've done when I shouldn't have, so much as the things I haven't done when I could have.
Speakers during the 80-minute service recalled Peter Kashuk as a good man, son, student, and volunteer who dedicated his life to helping other people. NFL action on Sunday. Quarterback Peyton Manning threw four touchdown passes to help the Broncos overcome an 11-point deficit. He says they didn't hang their heads.
Could have been that, oh, this is not our day type of mentality, and we just said, hey, it's obviously going to be a dogfight this second half, and we're going to have some things kind of go against us we're going to have to overcome, and we did that.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Good morning. It is the 24th of November, a Monday. What a great day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. The temperatures are warming up, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 65 will be our highs. Partly cloudy tonight with the lows of 44. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 68. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 44. And Sunday, we get to around 68. It's going to be a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving Day. And Friday, we get to a little chance of rain. Mostly cloudy with 57 on Friday. And a little rain on Saturday as well as Saturday night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Check out all the stuff you need for, you know, propane. How about let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Linda. Hey, Carl. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Good. Tonight at the tea party at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we are going to have Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. And you were right about the programming on Saturday. I would suggest that people go to the archives and especially listen to the half an hour with Kurt Starman. It's pretty enlightening. I think that what we're going to hear tonight is more of what we heard for around 3 hours on Sunday, which was all these new developments that I don't think anybody's aware of where this thing is going and really how deep-rooted this is.
You know, I don't know if the reply that was in the paper, too, was with Duvernay saying that, hey, look, information was there. If Record Searchlight wanted to do it, I guess maybe they should have gotten off their out of their offices and gone down and looked for it.
Well, I think it'd be interesting to go down there with a microphone and a camera and see about how long and what kind of hoops someone would have to jump through just to get that information. I realize that Mr. Cadd and Mr. Jones, according to them, couldn't even get it. There's a lot going on here. I mean, a whole lot. And I would suggest that people come tonight for no other reason than it's our city, and this is a big deal. This is not just, gosh, you know, it's no big deal. We'll put the names up on the website. It's not those types of things. There's stuff going on in our city, in our county.
Yep.
It's very, very disturbing.
Okay. All right. So that's tonight at 6
that's
p.m.?
Tonight at 6 o'clock. At 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. Come and ask the questions. Come get the information.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep.
Okay. And what Terry's talking about is yesterday's show, Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds, with Kurt Starman was on the first half hour of
Jefferson, and then along with Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd, councilman, Redding City Councilman, and then they went on to the next hour. So, okay. But today we're going to talk about, and one of the things we talked about on as we left and before the news was your last line of defense that you have, as and that how your pharmacist is part of that. But also we want to talk about our friends from Owens here. We're here with Adam Wilson and pharmacist Justin Ray. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, guys. Thanks.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
You have a good weekend?
Did have a good weekend.
That's good. All right. Adam, talk to us about, first of all, tell us about you.
About me personally?
Yeah, about you personally.
Okay,
yeah.
Just, so everybody knows I'm married. I don't want anybody calling up and asking.
We met Adam. I think last. I don't know when we met Adam, but it was like he's like this, and I thought this is cool.
You're
like
definitely
this.
A fun figure.
You're not an introvert, that's for sure.
I'm not an introvert at all. No.
Father of
four kids. I have four boys. I have four boys and three dogs, which is also boys. My poor wife. You know, it's one of those things.
She probably, you know what? She probably donates a lot of money to Haven Humane, doesn't
she? Really does.
You know, spaying and neutering. Spaying and neutering.
She is the queen of the house.
And your boys are all in, under the high school age.
I have one that's in, that's going to Shasta right now.
Right.
Which is hard for us because we're both enterprise grads, but we do it. You know, we hug him and tell him that
still like him.
Yes, we still like him.
In the house.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a couple kids that are at Grant age. They're in eighth grade, right. And then our youngest is nine. So,
you've been with because we really want to talk about Owens and how Owens started, how Owens has branched out, and how local it is, how local friendly it is. So you started with Owens. Give us a little bit of your background of when you began.
Oh, geez. It was a very long time ago. I think it's been almost 18 years now that I've been with Owens. And they started out as a single store.
Like a mom-pa kind
like
of.
A mom-pa.
You know, yep.
And honestly, it's still owned by the same people that have owned it for a very, very long time. It's over 50 years now. And it's owned by pharmacists. That's the beautiful thing is it's not some company on the East Coast saying what we have to do here. We can do what we want.
You know,
we like that.
We really identify
like
with
the bank
that.
Like
being,
that.
Being a local local radio station here. And our answers are whatever Linda says, as opposed to having to go back to New York or you know other places around to make decisions. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you can make those decisions right here, and you can be quick to react to community.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
guys, we appreciate that local business. Yeah.
Local business.
These guys have worked in the store. They actually have counter pills and filled prescriptions, so they're not just some bureaucrat or businessman somewhere. These guys are worked in the stores, and on occasion they still do. So that's what's neat because they can kind of – they're right on the front line. They can see what's going on, and that's how they make their decisions.
So you've worked your way through probably every position that you possibly could within a pharmacy.
Yeah, just about. I've been a pharmacy tech for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm a marketing rep now. I think that's due to my prettiness. I'm not really sure if that's the case or not. But, yeah, I've done just about every position that they have there, including delivery driver. I used to go out, which was probably one of my favorite jobs.
I bet.
Well, we're going to talk about that, about, you know, some of the things that is. But the big thing that we wanted to bring on was, you know, when we talked, you don't realize how important a local pharmacy is. And ordinarily, we would not do this, you know, go, okay, let's do our 8 o'clock. You know, let's talk about pharmacies. There's so much more to it, though. And it was after we had our discussion. And Justin, who is a pharmacist here at Owens, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, let's see. Well, I've been with Owens for 2 years, going on 2.5. They approached me because they wanted me to open up the store up on Lake Boulevard. And so they were kind of scouting me out for a good 6 months, making sure I was going to be a good fit, and then asked me to leave the position I was at and then open up this one. And it's funny, it really does stress how much of a family-run, family-oriented, because the way they recruited me was actually through my daughter, the person that asked me to join up. His son went to school with my daughter. We became friends that way, and that was kind of how they hooked me.
Why did you become a pharmacist?
You know,
I mean, how do people get – I mean, pharmacy is a good job. I never even thought about that. And, you know, so what got you interested?
Yeah, my grandma got me interested. Knew I wanted to get my doctorate in something. Didn't dig the whole thing with blood and and doing that, cutting people open. And so she said, well, why not try this? And there's so many different aspects of it. And luckily with Owens, you get to see a lot of those aspects. It's not just counting pills and doing that, but it's a lot of counseling, stuff like that. And
how long? Yeah, and that's one of the things we want to talk about. That to me was so important when we started talking about the importance of having a local pharmacy. The people, you know, it's kind of like Cheers. People know your name when you walk mm-hmm. in, that kind of stuff. But how long do you have to go to school?
Okay, it's about, typically it's 6 years. You got about 2 years of undergrad, and then you got 4 years of grad school. That's, of course, assuming you can get through the undergrad in 2 years. They pretty much take your whole medical, you know, if you're going to be a MD or a PA or anything like that, they're going to take your whole pre-med thing and condense it down to 2 years. So the coursework's crazy, so most people do it in 3 or 4.
Okay.
But if you really hustle, you can get it done in 6.
6 years. Okay.
6 years. 6 years. So in other words, when you go to college, it's four years of college and then an extra 2 on top of that.
No.
Close. It's flip that. It's 2 years of undergrad. Like I said, most people get in on 3 or 4, and nowadays they're requiring a degree to get in, but you can jump right into a doctorate if you just power through the 6 years of it.
And so you can, if you really apply yourself, you can get it in 2 years, mainly, but for most people it'd be 3, maybe 4, and then another 4 years on top of that.
For grad school.
For grad school to become a pharmacist. Wow.
Because I know my brother is an anesthesiologist and an internist. He went to school for 11 years. He was not out until 31.
Yeah.
It's a long time. So I think about when you're dealing, especially now, you know, with medications. I mean, because my brother is all, you know, his specialty is pain. So when you think about now with what you guys are going through with, you need to know, he may prescribe it, but you need to know when you counsel patients what this is going to do, the side effects, what are you taking? And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from the break. Something that is really, I think, the most valuable thing that's going on. And you are kind of you are the top of the heap when it comes to introducing this. It's called MedSync. And that's something that everybody that listens to this station and more needs to know. So we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Monday, the 24th of November. 45 degrees out there. If it's 45 degrees, you better have this number right here. The number to Alliance Heating and Air, because your house is going to probably get colder in the next month and not warmer.
And your filters may be funky.
And your air ducts may not be working. So, but Martin and his crew will crawl underneath your house, making sure all of that works. 20 years in the business, any type of heating or cooling systems. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. We use Alliance Heating and Air and are very happy with them. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We only recommend those that we use. And we've had a great, great relationship and service from Alliance Heating and Air, Martin. Okay, we are here today with Adam Wilson and Justin Ray from Owens Pharmacy. But one of the things we wanted to talk about now, and Linda was saying, is kind of cutting edge that we have here, is Owens MedSync. Adam, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a new program that we have started a few months ago. And it basically takes medications. Patient medications right now, traditionally, they'll go every month. Say they have 10 medications that they're taking. And they'll just come to the pharmacy as they're due, and they'll get their medications. And that could be throughout 30 days or 90 days. This program basically takes all those medications instead of coming in 10 different times and syncs them all into one day so that you have your 10 medications now are picked up on, you know, every third Thursday of the month or whatever you decide. You have the choice of when you want to pick them up and how you want to handle it. We're very customizable. The idea is that you don't have to come in all the time. You can come in once, pick up your medications, and call it good. And these are maintenance medications that people take regularly, like for your heart and for your
So, I mean, instead of having to come back down and have it filled or picked up, once a week or mm-hmm. twice a week at different days, just say, hey, I want them all on this day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say our listeners, walk us through this. Our listeners are listening. They maybe take like 10, I don't know, but maybe 5. Mm-hmm. But, and they're it's refilled, because I know I'm carrying a couple right now, and I'm tired of this stuff. I'm hooking up with you guys, and that's it. So it's a done deal. But so walk me through how I do this. Where do I go? What do I have to do? I have to fill this stuff out online. I mean, how do I take my bottles to you? How do we do this?
Yeah, so you can go to any Owens right now. We all participate in the program. And you'll actually come into the pharmacy. In Justin's case, you'd actually come in and see him or talk to one of the staff. Justin was our he's the one that started the program for us at the one up on Lake Boulevard, so he knows a lot exactly how it works. So I'm going to turn this one to Justin and let him talk about it.
It's very simple. You come in, you talk to anybody in the pharmacy, tell them exactly what you just said. Is mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm sick of having my prescriptions on different days. I want to come in. I want to get them all on the same day. How do I do it? We'll find out where you were filling. We'll get a list of your medications. We'll send a request to transfer them, and it's that easy. We take care of everything for you.
So you actually just get to the pharmacy through via online, find out what's on the list, and then you have that on your list. That's cool. That's great. And so then I would like to be able to share with our listening audience that an NCPA studies, and what's NCPA?
National Pharmacy Something or Other Association.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shows patient using a synchronized refill program are 90% adherent compared to 56% of patients who don't have synchronization. Now, just kind of like ABCs of that, why?
Oh, well, it all comes down to the fact that if you've got 5 medications, you're taking them all, it can be confusing. It's very easy to keep them track when you know you're filling them all on the same day. If you've got 5, you know, tablets of one medication and none of another, when you get to that sync date, the date that you're due for your medications, you know you've done something wrong. And so it's very easy to pinpoint where the problems are, which medication's the problem. So if it's your bedtime medication, why do I have 6 of this when I'm out of my morning medication? well, you're probably taking it wrong. And so having a sync date where they all should come due helps you pinpoint where you've got problems if they're not all coming due on that day. And so that helps. It helps from a pharmacist standpoint because it's very easy to see all the interactions that are happening with your drugs when it all happens.
Okay,
on the same
and day. That's the most important thing to me. My father, toward the end of his life, was taking a shoebox full of medications, different specialists, different doctors. There's no way that, I mean, even though they should know, there's no way that, they, I'm sure that they were following what he was taking for his heart or, you know, blood or whatever it was that he had. And this is one of the things we talk about is a pharmacist, because what you just said was you can take a look at all the prescriptions at one time and you can see how they're going to interact. You all, Justin, are kind of that last line of defense. And this is the term I use, that last line of defense between the patient and maybe an overdose or a bad reaction is you've gone to school for 6 years for this, is to see how these drugs interact and how they should be used. Can this literally save a life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty much what a pharmacist does, and they'll play it down, but it's what we do on a daily basis. I mean, I've had prescriptions called in or written out where, you know, something will happen to where it is incorrectly put, you know, take this medication 6 times per hour instead of every 6 hours, which obviously would do somebody in. And so that's the check. The nice thing about the MedSync thing is that it helps us kind of keep all the physicians that you have, especially when there's multiple for one patient, keep them all kind of in line together, see them all at the same time, and then jump on those either duplications and all that.
This whole thing is, besides the fact that, you know, that it saves you a lot of problems about going down there and trying to keep them straight because, oh, did I call this one in or did I go down and pick it up? But I like the idea, first of all, they're all there at one time, but I really like the idea is a pharmacist that knows when I walk in says, hi, Carl, or hi, Linda, that, you know, you're looking at something there. And that what kind of impact that's going to have on us. Do you call the patients? You call the doctors when you see something?
It depends. I mean, most of the time the patient's right there when we see it. And so I'll be talking to them as I have the physician on the phone or representative from the office. But you bet we talk to both. I mean, it's a constant line of communication between everybody. And that's what keeps everybody safe.
And like you said, too, the interesting thing is, and we've had this happening with all our pharmacies now since this program has started, the service, and it's free, by the way. You don't have to pay anything to sign up for this. We've been catching – patients are getting their medications all at one pharmacy, and that's so important because otherwise he can't see the whole picture. Justin has to look at those and make sure everything's safe. And we found that – you know, when patients see multiple doctors or, you know, you have a family practice or a specialist together, sometimes medications get duplicated. And we've seen these people transferring their meds to us. And now that we have this, we can look at it. We're saying, oh, geez, you're taking 2 blood pressure or you're taking – when they don't need to be doing that. And sometimes it can even be harmful if they're taking those things. And so when you can look at the whole picture like this through this program, you can catch a lot of those things that you shouldn't be doing. And that's pretty exciting. Justin had a patient come in not too long ago that was she was – crying and stuff, and he was asking her what was going on, and she said her husband, now that he's on this, he's never been more healthy. He's never felt better because he's actually taking the medications the way they're prescribed and when he was supposed to do it, which was
imagine that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
But that's the big thing is taking them correctly. And if you see something, you go, you know what, this is especially if you're like taking one prescription, and the next month you look at it and it's been doubled or tripled. You know, has it really been doubled or tripled, or did somebody just make a bad keystroke? When it came across, so I couldn't read his writing.
How many people are walking around that are completely toxic from taking incorrect medication?
You know, when it happens, it's one of those things. Obviously, that I'm trying to check and what I'm trying to watch.
And this is your brainchild.
I can't take all the credit for it. That's the neat thing about Owens is they have me sitting with the president, the CEO of the company. We kind of hashed all this out together. They got me out of the store. They said, hey, what's a good idea? What's something we can work on that
like
Owens
it.
Can provide that nobody else can?
Like it.
Oh, it yeah. is. You know, and it's not only that. It's the fact, again, it goes back, I think of my father and my mother that were on a lot of meds, and that having a pharmacist that knows them, instead of, and I'm not denigrating other pharmacies, okay, the big box stores, but come on, their job is to, they keep their costs down, and even that's not so, because y'all are comparable with anybody, but the fact is that you see a different one every day, or every time you go back there, or they're bringing them in, and they're kind of like starting them, and then they just keep moving them, where if I go into Owens, I see Justin, or whoever the other ones are at the other stores, because this is a local store.
Okay. So you see, it's working.
Yes, it's definitely working. It's neat to, you know, I've worked in the bigger box stores, and I've seen what they do, and you know, it wasn't a good fit for me. So it's neat being somewhere that's cutting edge like this and seeing the difference, and seeing the difference in the patient's health, how much better they're doing. And it is nice getting to know them. And so you have a bigger hand in it. And
you get involved with health, the health profession for that very reason, is to make a difference in people's lives and help them with their health. So I think this is fantastic. Well, when we come back from our break, let's talk more about Owens Pharmacy and how many Owens Pharmacies there are now. It's kind of very exciting to see.
We turn around, we're seeing another one.
Yeah, the branching out of Owens Pharmacy, and a little bit about maybe the mission statement of Owens, because we're on board now. So we'll be right back. Should we take an early break? KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
55 degrees in the downtown studios. What happened there? I came
Welcome
in too
back.
Fast. Drinking coffee too much? Bob looks at me like shakes his head. I see the back of
stop,
his head.
Stop shaking your head, Bob. I'll pay for that later.
I'm Bob searching for this Bob really cool.
Bob shook his head at me.
No, he's searching for really cool bump music, and I just cut it off. But I'm excited because there's so much information that happens at the break that I know we just have a little bit left in our show.
Carl and Bob, KCNR 1460. Was that you slamming on the tape?
That's
stop
me.
It. Stop it. Stop it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircut, great prices, the cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Discounts for seniors and veterans. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway there. Not that you, not that they need to be found, because really, frankly, every time I go there now, I have to sit down and wait. You know, other barbershops, you just walk in. No,
the word is out.
But here's the good thing. You get to talk to other people. They've got a great selection of magazines. Car and Driver.
Field and Stream. National Geographic.
On the TV.
Seriously.
On the TV, you've got things like
I do not go in.
Well, you do. You can go
well,
in there.
Well, they're nice, but I kind of put my toe in the door and kind of like, I know this is your cave.
Well, I know.
It's kind of like don't want to come into your cave.
There's so much testosterone in that place. When you walk in, you get hair on your body. I mean, that's it. Okay.
It doesn't smell like armpit, okay?
It does not. It's a great place. And if you want gel for your hair, don't go there. Okay. Hey, other thing we want to talk about is Dr. Christy Davis, who is an optometrist and is offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during this month of November. So you still got a few days here, a couple of days. Head on down and give her a call at 222-7271. So Boo and all you guys out there, if you have not had your eyes checked lately, go on down. She's going to do it for free. Just bring proof of service, which everybody has. And she's going to set up an eye exam for you because you are a veteran and she's supporting veterans.
All right. Okay. With us this morning, we're talking about Owens MedSync. It's a brand new program. And guess what? It's free. Where if you go into Owens Pharmacy, from what we understand now, let's talk about where an Owens Pharmacy is. You can get all of your medications synced up and delivered to you for free. Let's talk about how many Owens Pharmacies there are now.
We're here with Adam Wilson and Justin Ray and from Owens.
We have over 13 pharmacies now. That's just retail pharmacies. We also have compounding pharmacies. We have an infusion pharmacy where it's all injectable. And then we have quite a few medical equipment stores as well. And we're all over the North State, Reading, Anderson, Rebloff.
Where did Owens start at?
Here in Reading.
Right here in Reading.
Yeah.
And it was mom and pop.
Mom and pop, yeah.
Doing the pharmacy work here.
Mm-hmm.
Had the right idea.
Yep.
Then started moving. Spreading their good cheer into other stores.
That's a beautiful way of saying it. Yeah,
well, it is. Well, yeah. It's spreading their confidence and their care for their customers.
Yeah, they really do. And honestly, I've worked for other pharmacies before, and I love the fact. One of our big things is that we have our whole job is to wow people. So when they leave the pharmacy, they think, "Wow, that was pretty amazing."
Okay, now. One of the things you were talking about is, and this was the cool thing, you walk into Owens, somebody's standing there looking, or maybe they're waiting or something. You give them a candy bar or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just say, well, here, you know, here's a piece, you know, what? You give them something because you can.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Seriously, years ago I was at a restaurant and some lady was getting ready to go on her break and I was giving her harassing her, saying, "No, you can't handle me, my dad." And she said, "No, I get fired if I don't go on my break on time." And I thought, what? That is crazy. And at Owens, we try to do the opposite thing. We try to make sure that our customers know. And there's a lot of people out there. I love going in and saying, "Hey, it's 4:10, free candy bar time." And just kind of hand out. It's the only place you'll go where you get a free bag of Fritos, honestly. It's not, we don't hand them out regularly all day long, but with our good customers, we appreciate them, and we're okay with doing things on occasion.
Okay.
Adam, a question for you is that since you've begun the MedSync, mm-hmm. and you've been at Owens, how long have you been – when did you start the lake store?
How long has that been, Justin? Several years now?
Yeah, about 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
It was July 17th.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
That's impressive.
So I'm sorry, I was looking at something differently. But so do you feel that would it be safe to say that you have maybe at a place in your career that you feel like you're really making a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a big thing of taking the job. This is the first position that I've taken where demand for pharmacists is so big that they're giving out bonuses. They're, "Hey, come work for us." A lot of the big chain. This is the first job I took where I didn't take a bonus.
Well, that's really a big thing because that's a good point there, because I've been reading about that there's such a shortage of pharmacists. They're bringing them in from other countries.
Oh yeah.
And in fact, there's one place that South Africans, mm-hmm. a lot of South Africans coming in. Not that there's anything wrong with South Africans. I've worked with several of them at various times. carry grenades in unsafe ways, but that's okay. But it has nothing to do with pharmacy, I'm sure. But having, I understand they're paying bonuses. So Owens didn't offer a bonus, and you didn't care.
Nope. I took the job. It's the first job I took because I just seriously, honestly wanted the job. And it was a good fit for me, and it was something kind of, like I said, cutting edge. I feel like I get my feet wet with it.
Okay, so not only can you med sync, so you get all your prescriptions on one day. I can't make it down there. What did Owens do?
Let's bring it to you. We have you've seen our cars all over the place. They'll drive right to your home. There's certain we're usually city limits wherever we are, but the great thing about Owens is that we also mail. We mail out of the state. There's lots of people that are customers of ours that aren't even living in this area that we will mail to.
Wow. But,
so you can have both. You could either have it delivered to you by our vehicle, and or you can have it mailed right to your home, and you don't have to be home. That's the great thing about it. You know, as far as delivery goes, you need to be there, and we can deliver it to you. But otherwise, it just comes in your mailbox.
So, say you're traveling. If you're on vacation for, say, a month-long place, and that's time, will you mail it to wherever you're at?
Yeah, sure. It makes me mad that they're on a vacation for a whole month. I get 2 days. That's my vacation. But no,
you got four boys. You've had enough vacation.
I do. That's
there,
all. Bubba. That's all.
Yeah. Ask your wife how many hours she gets off a year.
That's it.
Okay. You know what I miss, and I don't know if this can. I don't know because laws change. So you know, but like say for instance, you know, it's so nice to be able to know your pharmacist, just like you go to your doctor and you would call your pharmacist. Let's say I was on a trip and I said, you know, shoot, I have blah, 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 or maybe I may have a cold or I don't know. And you were able to know my history. So you could possibly prescribe something that would go to the pharmacist there that would be something I have had in the past. Like say if I had a recurring case of bronchitis or I have this funky eye thing that happens now and then. So you know the history. You can look and see the history. I'm not trying to just scheme something off of you because we've started a relationship. So you basically know my history. So I appreciate that. Can you still do those kinds of things? That's just that little added extra.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do it all the time. I mean, if you're out on vacation and you're in Hawaii, obviously it's going to be a little hard getting anything to you. You can call me and say, hey, I'm seeing this. I can look in your profile, see if you have any refills on an old prescription. Say, hey, go to a local pharmacy that's there. Give them my number. Have them call me. We'll get the prescription out to you so you can get it there.
Priceless. Yeah. You know, they talk about American Express. That's priceless right there. Because I've been there. I used to travel a great deal, and that's a really big deal for me. So I don't need to be lectured.
No, I know that. hey, and Adam or Justin, compounds. Linda, one of the things that Linda's talking to me about is compounds. And y'all are what, maybe the only place around here that does compounds? And what exactly is a compound?
It's basically you take these are medications that don't exist. We do a lot of retail pharmacy. They come in a bottle. We count them out and do all that kind of stuff. These are medications that are custom to the individual. So if you have pain, say you have shoulder pain and you're trying to take care of it and you don't want to take something orally, we can actually make something that the doctor prescribes that will attack the pain in your shoulder.
Okay, and that's important to me because I have, you know, a variety of injuries in my life that flare up almost all the time. But I don't really want to be taking pills all the time, you know, because once you take a pill, it goes through your whole system and touches every place.
Yeah.
So you can make a compound that you make in a laboratory, in your laboratory, I guess, your compound area there, and then it's just strictly for that place, that elbow or that shoulder or knee, and it works only on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that work?
It's pretty cool. Well, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't go. It absorbs with the cream that they use that they put the medications in. It absorbs into the knee. We've had knee replacement candidates that are using it just for the knee area. And like you said, it doesn't go through the liver and do a lot of other stuff, which is pretty cool because you could do some neat medications and apply them to your knee, and then you don't have problems. I've actually been able to coach soccer for 10 years because I can put that on before I go and play, and my knee doesn't swell up anymore. So.
Well, and also hormone replacement therapy. If you go see somebody who does a little, you know, they make a little concoction up. It's a little progesterone, a little testosterone, whatever it is. And then it's a cream or something you can put on, you know, inside on your thigh or, you know, on the inside of your arm. And a lot of the women listening and men, it's becoming more prominent with men as well. Are not prominent. What's the word I'm trying to say? It's moving on. The men,
more prevalent.
More prevalent in the men's world as well. And so I do see a physician's assistant that does this kind of thing and prescribes these kinds of things that I do have filled at Owens. And so it's always nice to go into the Court Street Owens, and the staff there's really, they've been very friendly. And you also have in the Court Street, you have a variety of if you get injured or those lift chairs or canes or all of that stuff. Like if you just got an operation and you had to get your house
medical
ready,
devices.
That's where you would go.
Yeah, we call it the health store. It has compounding. It has the infusion pharmacy behind it. It has retail pharmacy, and it also has medical equipment. We have more medical equipment than anyone else in the North State.
Wow.
It's a big showroom.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, by far. And if we don't have it there, we have a warehouse down the street that carries that stuff, so we can bring it up very, very easily.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Did your mom have a lift chair?
Oh, she did. You know what? I loved it. In fact, one time, you know, reason is because I put a 12-gauge shotgun shell in the back of it, and it lifted her up in 1.5 seconds.
That's called a launch chair.
Straight up, and she was 5 feet out, and she landed. But she's pretty quick and got me before I could get out of the house. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for a great piece of jewelry for Christmas, then this is the place to go at any time, but especially at Christmas time, because Linda has given it her seal of approval. I don't go anywhere else. I go down. I say, Leonard, what has Linda looked at? And he shows me the whole case. And then he and I make some kind of deal. He owns my Harley and two of my guns. But Linda has a great Christmas. So, but all seriousness, Leonard has some of the best prices in town, and he has anything you could possibly imagine. Great guy. He also has supported our Liberty on the Border event, and I can't say enough about that. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Let's go to the phones. Howard. Good morning, Howard.
I know I called earlier, but you're speaking with Justin.
Yeah, I am. We are.
I want to tell you something very quickly. This is a wonderful man. Justin has gone above and beyond when my wife had cancer, helping my family, even to the point of giving me his home phone number in case I needed to get a hold of him as an emergency. So I just wanted people to know that they do wonderful work.
Howard, thank you so much. Howard, you're such a quality guy. You know, from the time I've met you, and it's only been a couple of days, you struck me as being a very sincere, open person. And so thank you so much for that phone call.
Well,
Justin, really, really appreciate it.
People need to know what wonderful people that are serving the community, what's out there. People just need to know that. And I thank you for bringing this to the radio.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Howard.
Thank you so much, Howard.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
That's the greatest testimonial right there. It was not planned. We didn't know. Justin came here. It's God's work. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Redding Kia.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday, the 24th of November. 55 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. And we're going to be getting rain later on. Maybe we are starting to break this drought. We'll find out, though, later. We're here with Adam Wilson and Justin Ray of Owens Pharmacy. It's just been, you know what, it's been a very, very interesting show because for me, I wanted to hear from, you know, from the pharmacist himself. And as far as what's going on with that in the how they can interact with patients. And we just heard a gentleman, Howard, called and talking about his wife, but and how Justin is doing. You know what? You fit the you epitomize the kind of pharmacist we want in our lives. Somebody that's been through school. Somebody that's very bright. Somebody that's put together this idea of Owens MedSync along with the Owens people that you can get all of your prescriptions in one time. Instead of overspread out over the month, you gave out your phone number, your home phone number, because of this. Because and the other things we talked about is how you see things that you know are not right for your patients, and so you immediately, you know, the red flag goes up. You call the physician, say, hey, maybe we want to talk about this. You're that last line of defense, and we just just heard from somebody that just called in and said what you did for them.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, it's. What I do, it's my job, and but it goes more than that. It's you got to understand that yeah, it's your job, but there's somebody on the other end of that job, and so it's the person that you got to think of. And there are times when a physician and you know, I don't want to give out too many specifics.
No, I know, but
yeah, but there are times when a physician does do something either incorrectly, either because they're new to their position, or in the case I'm going to give you now, that's exactly what happened. It was a physician that was right out of school trying to treat somebody's pain that was secondary to cancer. And so when we were, dealing with the script, I'm guessing it was probably one of the first that physician wrote. There was a lot of just errors on it, stuff that she was real gung-ho about treating the pain. But when you have somebody that's new to pain medications, they don't have the tolerance of somebody who's been doing it for a long time. So you can't go with those high strengths. Mm-hmm. And so even though you are dealing with cancer pain, it is very painful. A lower strength for that person would have helped. And so giving them a high strength right out of the bat is going to be harmful, maybe fatal to the patient. And so that's the thing. We filled what we could. And then in this particular, and this is hard because there isn't, you don't want to give out there's this whole HIPAA thing.
That's enough. That's all you need to talk about. And there's something else one of our people wrote, says, physicians get one semester of pharmacology. Where you all get 4 years of pharmacology and specifics are needed. It's just the fact is that's what you're there for. And if I have a pill, cause sometimes I've gotten I've had a prescription before and I don't know what it is. I'll go down and I'll hand it to Justin here. And Justin will tell me what it is. And he'll say, yep, that's what it is.
Yep.
And,
or he'll that's a dog pill. Or, don't take it. It's a horse pill. Somehow.
Is this a deer tranquilizer? Yeah. What is this? Where'd you get this?
And hey, Justin.
My wife gave it to me for Christmas.
I'm going
to
ask you this in front of everybody.
We have to get Justin out.
I know. So. Will you be my pharmacist?
Of course I will. I would love to be your pharmacist.
That's a big deal for me. It really is. It's very intimate. I'm telling everybody, it's intimate.
It is.
You get to know everything.
Yeah, I've got customers that have been following me around. I was at Rite Aid when I started, and then I went over to Shopko, and then they finally gave me the position I wanted over here at Owens. And I have people that follow me every step of the way.
Oh, heck
started
yeah.
Started with Rite Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Passed with me to Shopko, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, here's your last question, Justin. Do you have a compound to get rid of city councilites? City councilitis?
That's a serious prescription. Yeah.
If you got that, I tell you what, we can all retire.
We've got to turn Justin loose. He's got to open the store.
Justin Ray, who is the pharmacist, he was one of the ones that came up with Owens MedSync. We're going to hit that real quick one more time before we go. Justin, thanks a lot.
I'll make a trip up to Lake.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, we're still here with Adam Wilson, though. And Owens MedSync, one more time, let's talk about that. Adam, we're talking is Adam's Owens MedSync is all your prescriptions. Thanks a lot, Justin. All your prescriptions, one day.
All filled on the same day.
They can be mailed to you right then.
Yep.
You can come pick them up, or even better.
They can be delivered.
At no?
No charge at all.
No charge.
You've seen our cars driving around. That's what they're doing is they're taking care of those patients. Mm-hmm. So, it's all free. No charge at all, and you just come in and set it up. If you want to go up and see Justin, he's on Lake Boulevard next to Raley's with the old Blockbuster building.
Down here on Court Street is your compound place.
Mm-hmm. Is our compounding place.
You know, and you know, frankly, I've never used that before. I mean, you use, you know, over-the-counter stuff like Icy Hot or something like that. But I think I'm going to, find out we can do something because of injuries I've had.
Well, next time you come on, we have gone through the program. We've signed up, and now we can talk about have our own testimonial about it. But there's so many rules and regulations and laws that are changing. I noticed that I'll get a prescription filled, and when it was a certain amount of money, now it's tripled. Because maybe it's fallen off my insurance or something like that. So that would be kind of interesting to be talking about how things are changing or what's become like. We were talking about a certain medication that maybe at some time somebody was taking and now they can't get it because it's gone into what there's
they
a terminology.
A federal class, yeah, different class.
Different class.
Well, the other thing, too, is generics vice name brands.
Mm-hmm.
You always think that generics have got exactly the same ingredients in them.
Because, I don't think so.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
Okay, but generics are supposed to have the same ingredients in them, aren't they?
They're supposed to, yeah.
They're supposed to, but yet because they've lost the patent on them or whatever it is, it only can last for 5 years or 7 years, and then they go in and you can buy them over the counter or other ways, right?
Let me clarify, not on all, but I have experienced before when I've gotten a generic, and I just feel like I don't know. Is it a placebo thing? I'm not sure where I feel like I'm not getting the same results.
Yeah, and I've heard that before. People have talked about it before. And there's different binders and things that they use and fillers and stuff in the medication. So,
interesting, binders and fillers.
Yeah, but they have to still use tolerances.
That's right. It's a different different things they put into it. Somebody asked a question about mail order fakes, but you have to come in the original time to get all your prescriptions in. You have to hand it in. You get all that information. It's just on refills.
Yeah.
On that.
Just on refills. So – the question about mail order fakes, that was as far as like coming from different countries or was
is
that
it
what
a problem? Is it a big
problem?
Yeah, and you guys have seen on the news things that come, you find out. The nice thing about Owens is all the medication we get is pedigreed, so we know where it came from. And when you start seeing stuff from other countries like Iraq and Iran and different places like that coming across over the border from either Mexico or Canada, that's where there's been big problems. Medications.
I see what you're talking about. I thought you meant for people that are just using fake names.
You're talking about
fake medications.
Okay, where they can get a good deal on something. Okay. They can get a good deal where they can get 30 or 60 or 90 of those and you send away for it and you go to this particular company. I wouldn't do that if my life depended on it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, especially when there's no prescription needed for it, you start getting a little worried where it's coming from and how it's getting here. And
there's hair in my vitamins. What does this mean?
Yeah, that's normal. Don't worry about that.
What's this binder?
Somebody has a comment here on pain management. Have been for over 5 years, and I keep building a tolerance. Keep getting higher doses. Mm. You know, depending on what that pain is, I wonder if something like a compound might hurt. Like right now, my right shoulder is killing me, but I think it's because I've got a rib displaced, frankly, but which happens. But the
I didn't kick him.
No, but it's just from lifestyles. But on things like the arms and shoulders and necks and things like that, I am going to try this compound. You're saying it's working for you. Linda swears by him. So
yeah, you can use it in tandem sometimes with oral medications.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm. Okay, so
they have to be prescribed.
Yeah. Okay, one more time, Owens Pharmacy, and is it expanding out to you've got how many?
Try their MedSync.
We have 13 retail pharmacies now, a couple of compounding pharmacies, some medical equipment.
Okay. We want to talk about MedSync, where all of your prescriptions come in and can be given to you on one day. Given to you, I mean, mm-hmm. provided at one day, so you don't have to worry. If you can't make it down there, they'll mail them to you. If you can't do that, they can deliver them to your house, which is probably a really good way to make sure that you get all of them at one time. You're going to average an additional 100 days on therapy a year because everybody will be taking their pills on time, because a lot of times you forget and you don't get down there in time, yeah. You run out. And if it's not life-threatening, they're not going to give them to you right then. But Owens, the other big thing is that establishing that relationship with the pharmacist who now knows you, knows your medications, and is going to be looking to make sure that those medications are going to work for you. And they're not a too much or too little, that in their experience, in their vast experience in this, and they're going to work with you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Adam Wilson, thanks a lot for coming by.
You're fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? It's local too. Local pharmacies, local people. Money stays right here in town.
And I love working for them. They're a good company to work for. Yeah. We have, Justin said, the pharmacists that we're getting that he got recruited. He did. We went after we go after the good pharmacists, and so that's why they're.
Well,
so
you have
fantastic.
To love it after being with Owens for 18 years, and part of the building process. It's got to feel good for you to know that you're part of the body.
Thanks a lot, Adam and Owens. Tomorrow we're going to tell you how you can get a new best friend. Adam may need a new best friend after today, and we're going to just listen tomorrow. We're going to tell you how you can get a new best friend, and you can do it for under $100.
What are you talking about?
No, you do not have to go to Thailand. You can get a new best friend right here in Reading. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At the White House a short time ago.
On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you, Chuck.
Thank you. President Obama announcing the departure of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
And as the President noted, I have today submitted my resignation as Secretary of Defense. It's been the greatest privilege of my life, to lead, and most important, to serve with the men and women of the Defense Department and support their families.
The president says Hagel figures it's an appropriate time for him to step down, but he'll stay on the job until a successor is confirmed. Temperatures in the 60s in Buffalo, and that means that all of that snow, 7 feet in some places, has started to melt. That's raising flooding concerns. Buffalo area resident Courtney Lipka says her family's keeping a close eye on their home's basement.
My dad has